All right, folks, we're about to get into the episode. It's a big one today. It's a big one. Pause. But we got two very special guests coming in hot for a hot episode of Mount of Chocolate. Music's coming in any second. I don't have headphones on. I can't hear it this week. But C-Web's got it, so hit that music.
So now he's your heaven. You're lying to yourself and him to make me jealous. You put on such an act when you're sleeping together. All this cause I said I don't want marriage. I don't want marriage. I'd rather go half on a baby.
All right, it's time. The time has come. A brand new episode. It's not a throwback episode this week. It's a brand new episode of Melted Chocolate. Episode what? 48?
48, yeah.
50 48. Is right around the corner.
Big 50.
It's your boy, as always, AP Flacco. C-Web right there.
We here.
Charles Peters right there.
Yes, sir.
But it don't stop there.
It don't stop
there. It don't stop there.
It don't stop.
We got Dave back from Hawaii. And but we got, for the first time ever on the show, the GOAT himself, Alex Martinez.
A.K.A.
The Lion.
A.K.A.
Martinez.
GOAT Martinez.
A.K.A. Joker.
A.K.A. Giovanni.
How's it doing, everybody? Coming all the way from L.A.
All the way from L.A.
Long flight.
This is a monumental episode.
Hey, where you from, though?
Originally.
Oh, originally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that military family life, boy. So, I want to say I grew up in North Carolina.
That's all we need to know. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Carolina Panthers.
Jake DeLome's ass. We'll leave it at that.
Jake DeLome.
Followed by Matt Moore.
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh. North Carolina, Texas, San Angelo. Met the boy, DJ.
That's Dave, by the way, if you don't know.
But DJ. Yeah.
And from there, San Diego, Houston, then back to LA. So, sake of time being, just say California.
Cool.
It never rains in Southern
California. This is an episode, the magnitude, it should be episode 50.
It should be, but it's all right.
But it's fine. It's fine. 48, we're here. How you guys feeling today?
I'm better than I deserve.
Way.
I'm mad hype.
Better than I deserve.
I'm
I
mad
love
hype.
It.
I'm mad hype.
How you doing, Chuck?
Groovy, baby. I'm groovy.
If y'all didn't know, Chuck got a new job. Chuck is moving up.
You want to talk about it or not?
I know Chuck sold real quick.
Yeah, we got something light. I'm a car salesman now.
Yes, sir. He's wearing an Erdman Automotive.
Yeah, if you guys are interested, hit up your boy for a nice Toyota. But
yeah. Do you know the story behind the logo?
No. It originally it's from Georgia. That's all I know.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Georgia logo.
He's a Georgia fan, so. And then the E, he
legal?
Wanted it to look like a wrench.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's legal?
It's trademarked, like, I'm pretty sure.
You see the wrench on there?
No, I don't see a wrench.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do see it. Ah, okay.
That was planned. That was planned. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, brain meat.
Guy's smart.
Brain what?
Brain meat.
Just not noticed that myself.
Come on, Chuck.
And you work there.
I know more about your company than you do.
Good job.
That's crazy.
Hey, come work with me, AP.
Hey, maybe. We'll see.
How you like it, though, Chuck? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm cool. I got my own desk. I got my own my number. I'm getting business cards.
Can you decorate it? Can you decorate the desk how you want?
Somewhat. I can add a little few things.
Customize your business card. That's the question.
No. I will have my name on it, though.
Do you have your own nameplate at your desk?
No.
Damn.
I need it's like a cubicle desk, but it's a desk. So
I like it.
I don't have business cards yet.
He doesn't have them yet.
I'm only 4 days into the job, but like I said, let me know.
Yeah.
Take him off the
bed. Dave, how you feeling?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm with
wonderful
all my best friends right now. So
wonderful.
Life can't be better.
Alex, how you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Good, man. This is great.
Oh, you want to tell Cynthia what we did about the song?
Shout out.
Cynthia is Alex's girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
What do you want me to say about that? That was for you, I guess.
Cynthia, he shot that out for you.
Yeah, the song
is for you. You're supposed to say something sweet.
Yeah, the song is for you, Cynthia.
He meant to say is, when you hear this baby girl.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this ain't my girl, but.
Hey, that's my girl.
I'm speaking for my boy, Alex. When you hear this, he misses you.
He said, leave the door open.
Yeah, come on. Hey.
Okay.
All right, let's enough with the riff raff. Let's get into a would you rather real quick. Now we can do a couple, yeah?
Yeah.
Why not? It's episode 48. Would you rather have a favorite show end without a payoff, or your favorite movie end with a cliffhanger?
What's a payoff?
There it is.
What's a payoff?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, so, say in Game of Thrones, right?
Very satisfying ending.
Yeah, like all the storylines come to an end.
Like no plot holes, nothing.
Like no plot holes, like everything. Yeah, versus a cliffhanger.
On a movie.
On your favorite movie, not just a movie.
And do we know for that favorite movie there's not going to be a sequel?
Yes.
There will be a sequel.
No sequel.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's easy. Personally, I will get the cliffhanger.
See, look, it's not that easy then, Chuck. Look, you thought so.
I don't know. For me, I feel so dissatisfied when there's a cliffhanger and no sequel to a movie.
I hate it.
That's the worst feeling ever. So I'd rather just take the TV shows that end the way they should, and maybe I will get a second season or something. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the...
No, like the... Whoa!
Oh, God.
Equipment malfunction.
No,
the... The TV show, the series is ending.
Okay, so it's like a finale.
It's a finale. It's not like season two, no.
Oh. Okay.
It's a finale ending off with no payoff.
I'll be cool with the cliffhanger. You gotta let that imagination run a little bit.
Okay, he said no payoff.
No payoff to it.
No payoff. No, I'm gonna take the movie. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna take the movie
because there's nothing. Upset you would be.
There's nothing more dissatisfying than a series that you love, mm-hmm. and it's all effed up. And you know what I'm saying? That's for real. Like,
shout out
you got
Netflix.
Two players.
Because Netflix done. Be cutting off that stuff.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Two character story arcs,
get
right?
Down.
Two character story arcs.
Facts.
Are coming together. And at the end, they're right here. They're about to face off, and they just don't. That's how it is.
That's like that movie that y'all suggested. The one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
Life?
No.
The one where they bury the kid.
Oh, yeah. The first movie in movie night.
I was so disappointed.
What's the name of it? I told y'all, what's the name of it?
What's the name of it?
It starts with R, don't it?
No. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
The Prestige?
No.
Yeah?
It's called The Prestige?
No. Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman?
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman.
Prestige.
No, it wasn't The Prestige.
How you going to tell me? When I said in the chat, it's The Prestige. What, the magicians?
It's not.
No.
With the snake lady. The snake lady.
Or they? It's Prisoners.
No spoilers.
Prisoners. Now, that is the greatest. That's one of the greatest movies.
Bro, Cynthia fell in love with that movie.
So, did y'all love that movie? Or did y'all like it?
Yes.
I saw you didn't like the ending.
I liked it all the way up until the end. But
it made you think, though.
No, but I didn't get the point of it. Like,
but still, it's like, you'd rather have a great movie with a good cliffhanger, and then you kind of like just start having all these branches of possibilities that could happen. A, found. B, not found.
But every human being wants closure.
I know.
That's not how life works, baby.
Yes, it does.
That's not how life works, baby.
That's how they stimulate you.
So you've had closure in your life with every situation?
No, but I'm not like wondering like, well, I am wondering.
There's another movie. This is a movie, Life. I don't know if y'all ever seen it.
Eddie Murphy?
Nope. Also has Jake Gyllenhaal.
The original Life, got it.
It has with the aliens in space.
Aliens
it's
in
an
space.
Alien in space. Yep. And they're doing experiments and it gets on the ship.
It's
Ryan Reynolds is in it too.
Yep, seen it.
Yep.
Oh. Seen it.
Yep.
And the ending they land.
In the ending, I'm gonna spoil it for y'all. Spoiler warning for everyone who hasn't seen it, but I'm gonna spoil it for y'all
because like
it's been a long time. But in the ending, they're running away from this alien. And they get into these escape pods. One is set to go in like deep space. The other one's set to go back to Earth. And so Jake Gyllenhaal's character is like, yo, I'm going to take the alien into deep space and sacrifice myself. And the girl's like, okay, I'll go back to Earth and, you know, we'll be safe. But they get it backwards. So Jake Gyllenhaal and the alien goes back to Earth and the girl goes into deep space. And it just ends with Jake Gyllenhaal. The door opens and they're like in the ocean. And he's like freaking out because there's a bunch of people going to check out what's happening, and it's you got to watch it. It's like that, and then you're like, yo, what's about to happen next?
Supposedly about that movie, too, that there was a theory, not a theory, I don't know what you would call it, but supposedly that movie is supposed to go into
Venom.
Into Venom, yes. Yep.
It's supposed to be like a prequel to Venom, but
nah. So this is a Marvel movie?
No. It's just like what people throw theories. Out because the alien's very like symbiote-like.
Oh, yep. Oh, gotcha.
So for the record, I'm going with the cliffhanger.
Cody? Just for the record, so you guys are in, you, Dave and Alex, y'all would have been okay with the cliffhanger in the at the end of a movie?
Yes.
Yeah. So y'all would have been okay with Infinity War then?
Hold on.
Just ending off like that?
Hey,
I would.
It was low-key a cliffhanger.
Infinity War,
we just knew there was
going to
be a part two.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I felt like I would have been dissatisfied with that, but
guess what? I get what you're saying, though, but I have to pick movie over the TV show.
No problem.
Sometimes
just thought I'd ask.
It's good to see the villain win. Like,
it's great.
I agree with that.
Especially when the villain is very
good.
Character is
Thanos.
They did not get him wrong at all.
Or like any other like good villain from every other show or movie.
Facts.
And then from my point of view, I think I would have been really good without Endgame because Iron Man, man.
Cody, you didn't tell us ours.
What's up?
You didn't tell yours.
But what?
Yeah, he did.
Which pick do you have?
The show. Oh. I'll take the show.
He take the show.
Yeah, like Breaking Bad. There was closure. All the way.
Was it really?
He's saying the show won't have closure.
The show doesn't have a payoff.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. The show has no payoff or the movie it ends with a cliffhanger.
So it's the same thing.
Pretty much. Unless you wanted movies or
when people feel different, like in a show you're more invested with the characters.
Yes.
Like Breaking Bad.
But the movie is just like, oh, okay, you know. But you don't really have time to get attached to the characters, and it ends on a cliff off. And you're like, what's going to happen
next? But if it's a really good movie, you do.
Because you're starting to get attached to the characters, and then.
Just like Prisoners, you enjoyed the movie.
I did.
You was very invested. Then it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I would take the movie then, in that case.
Movie. Y'all see movie. What about you, Chuck?
TV?
TV show.
Chuck's the only one with a TV show.
I like it.
All right. So the next one. Next Would You Rather. It's would you rather have to wear wet socks on your feet for a year, 24/7, or dry socks on your hand for a year, 24/7?
Hands.
Hands, yeah. I hate wet socks.
Wet socks ruin my day.
I hate wet socks.
Wet socks ruin my day. But, like, if you have
them wheels
socks
turning
hands,
over there,
right? How you
You'll be fine.
You can't turn the doorknob.
So what is your answer, Aaron?
You got forearms.
I'm going with the sock hands. I can't do wet socks.
Sock hands.
I can't do wet socks.
I'm doing sock hands, but I'm cutting holes into them to make a figureless gloves.
You can't do that.
You never said I can alter them.
That's
cunning.
The purpose.
That's cunning, though. I like it. You're thinking outside the box. Yeah. But
that's not the point.
We might as well not do that, though. I mean, you want to wear fingerless gloves or you want to wear wet socks?
That's basically what it is.
Okay, so if I choose dry wet socks, I could just put them in the dryer and have dry socks.
That's not point of the question.
I mean, if I have to wear the socks, either way.
That's the question.
I'm just saying, I'm going to get the dry socks.
I don't understand.
And I'm just going
to
cut them.
Chuck,
answer the question in its full entality.
Mentality? That's not even.
That's a word.
You've been taking too many shots.
I only took two.
Should we take
some more?
Take more?
I like
this. We'll get to the segment.
Okay. But wait, before we. Everybody has to explain why you'd rather wear socks on your freaking hand.
Because I hate
wet
socks.
Listen, hold on.
Because
you would rather wear socks on. You can't touch nothing. You look stupid. I'm imagine all y'all are going to be single when this happens. And you're going to. But you'd rather.
I'd imagine I'd still be able to pull with socks on my hands.
You have socks on your hands.
That don't matter.
What are you gonna say?
A girl comes just posted TikTok.
Hey, you like, what's
just
up?
Like this?
No.
Wait, Chuck, what'd you say?
I said AP just gonna post a TikTok.
As long as you know. I went a little TikTok famous these last couple days, but I'll be just like
you gonna
this,
tell
right?
him about that?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
I'll be just like this, right?
So you gonna have your hands in your pockets,
and then when the time comes, I'll be like, listen. I apologize.
He said, how do you,
I can't take these off for another 3 months.
How do you explain it?
I'm like, listen, I have to wear these for a year.
Why?
Regardless.
Why?
So when it's time for debauchery. What you doing?
There's no why in this.
No, I'm saying the girl is going to ask, why are you wearing that, baby?
I have to.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I lost a bet.
I lost the bet.
You lost the bet.
That's what I'm going to have to say, because really there's no reason, but I'm going to have to make up a reason.
Okay. It would just come off like, all right, so I got this one condition. I got to wear socks on my hands, so I hope you don't mind. You'll feel it later. It won't be bad, you know.
I mean, she's still a bit satisfied.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Is that why he's TikTok famous?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I mean, since we mentioned it, we might as well talk about it.
Let's get it.
I was in a TikTok, couple of TikToks over the past couple of weeks, and they blew up, you know, collectively. Like, let me see what the numbers are.
Go ahead, crunch the numbers.
Let me see what the numbers are looking like right now. Hold on. You know, I wasn't even, you know, I was just something like.
Were you the main star or you was just the.
I was the background, the guest star. But I became the main star, you feel me?
In the comments, he was the star.
So I'm going to do some math real quick. Quick math.
What's that? What's up?
We got 560.7
thousand. Hearts?
Say it one more time.
No.
Ooh.
570,000. Plus 18,000. Plus 20,000. Plus 503,000. What's the number?
That's at least 11 million.
What's the number, Chuck?
What?
1,100,000.
I'm gonna say 11 million.
1.1 mil.
One point one mil. 1.18 mil views.
And then
collectively
500,000 hearts.
How many likes we got? I don't know. There's 18K. 1,000.
I think it's actually 1.12, but yeah.
And 130K. So yeah, around 200,000 likes.
Hey, AP, remember that time you let me borrow that Lamborghini?
Yeah, I mean, hey, when the comments went crazy, 504 comments.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm not going to read them. There's no point. No, it's fine. I was in the background, and I became the main topic of these TikToks. Everyone was boosting me up.
Going crazy.
I went, let's see. I went from... I went from 31 followers to 446.
That's 10x. That's 10x.
Like yeah. What? Like that's 10x.
Like a few days. So God, I woke up and my phone was blown up.
God dang.
So,
now, the people listening, how can they see this TikTok of you? Where they got
to
go?
You can either go to, what's her name?
He forgot.
You can either follow, shout out, tufy.c, that's tufye.c, or you can follow your boy on TikTok at AP Flacco, the same on my Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod on Twitter, on Instagram, Melted Cocoa Pod on Twitter. These guys' socials will be somewhere, so. No video on this, by the way, this week. It was just no good place to place the camera, so.
It's all good.
Yeah,
I'm just glad we're here.
Undisclosed location right
yep.
now.
The bando.
So we had a plan to get into some story time with Melted Chocolate. What y'all looking at over there?
Your TikTok. What you mean?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Another view?
Look at it.
Another view for the TikTok?
Tell you that.
Is that the manager one?
Yeah. Oh, this is the one.
I think he has two.
There's three.
Three?
Yeah. So the thing is, right? I was in the background. We after we closed, because I'm not having TikToks being made while we're open with customers in the store.
Manager on duty.
Come on. And I lick my lips like 1,000 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And in a TikTok, I lick my lips as she's doing her little dance. So everyone was like freaking out about it.
Or whatever.
They're like, yeah, he wants it. Blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
No.
Whoa.
Someone said that in the comments. I read it.
Oh, okay. Somebody said that in the comment?
Yeah. Yeah, he smashed. Well, no. Not
very R-rated comment section.
My girlfriend is
Michaela. He's a married man. All right.
Elizabeth January. And that's it. So.
Disclaimer, this young lady has posted other people on her TikToks.
Yes.
Hasn't even gone close to
what hasn't gotten
Aaron.
Close to the views saying, that your boy, our money.
Dang.
Just saying.
So hey, you're saying you bring value?
Call me AP Bills.
Why is that?
AP dollars.
Because
I'm cash.
Stop that, man. Go ahead.
Talk to me.
Stop the record.
Talk to me.
Hey, we got to move on.
Talk to me. We got enough
about me. Let's talk about me.
Champagne Productions is probably going to sign you.
Come on, Chuck. Plug in, Chuck.
All right, so we're going to do a segment, a little how well do you know each other segment. I'll be the host, clearly.
Oh, okay.
So,
the IAP show.
Okay. Now, if you get the question wrong, we have shots of Hennessy here. If you get the question wrong, you must drink a shot of Hennessy.
Take a son and hit
here's
it.
How we're going to do it, right? We're going to do in a circle. Where the hell? Cross me over. I didn't know where he went.
I
didn't see him. So we're going to go like this question will be for Dave about Alex. And then this question will be for Alex about Chuck. And then
Chuck, Cody, you.
Man. Yeah. And then you. I'm going to start with number one. There is what? 25 of these?
Cool. We could do
30. So I can go.
For this?
No, we don't. We don't have drops.
We have 20 what? 25?
25 questions. We don't have to take shots for every single question, but we'll see, you know? We'll survey the room. All right, so this one is going to be to David about Alex. All right. So, David, if you get this wrong, you have to take a shot. What is Alex's full name?
Look at my face.
Ooh. Your middle name is Ooh.
It's probably one of those middle names where it's like three middle names.
Nah, it's very simple. It's very simple. It's Alexander
Gutierrez.
No, that sounds close.
Esteban.
That sounds close again.
Manuel.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to just give me the first letter of the middle name. First letter.
Do you want a timer on this?
Just give me the first letter.
We should.
No. It's first letter.
Yeah, we 15 seconds.
Give me first letter. Just give me first letter. Let's see if I still get it.
What do you have?
M. Alexander, and it's a Spanish name, ain't it?
I guess, yeah, sure.
You know, Miguel Martinez. I got it, didn't I?
Go ahead, take your shot, boy.
What's the middle name?
Oh, he doesn't have a middle name.
Alexander Martinez, actually.
Oh, wow.
See, he had to think out of the box.
Take your shot, Dave. Yeah,
take your shot, my G.
You mad at me?
I'll be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Take your shot, Dave.
Just take your name.
That's why I knew it was coming blank. That's why.
All right, now next question. This question is for Alex about Charles P.
Oh,
when is Chuck's birthday?
Go ahead, take this shot.
Bro. Oh, you can't forget this.
Go ahead, take that.
You can't
shot,
forget
G.
it.
Go ahead. 15 seconds.
Finally, like Chuck looks like an August baby.
Oh,
for some reason.
I can't say nothing. You got 15 seconds.
Five. Hey, he got five now.
Oh, well, Hennessy's good, huh?
Oh,
there it is.
Now you gonna try?
There it is. Chuck, when is your birthday?
If you don't know, you don't know, but it's 9/11, sadly.
9/11.
Can't forget that.
Moving right along. Chuck, this is your question about C-Web. What is Cody insecure about?
Cody being insecure.
I know. It's hard to think.
I know.
Oh, okay.
What?
You know that Canesburg.
I'm going to say just being embarrassed.
Yeah, or being what?
Being embarrassed.
Cody, what are you insecure about?
I'm insecure about my bald head.
There it is. Right
there
your
it
face.
Is. Take the shot,
damn
Chuck.
It.
Take the shot,
take
Chuck.
Take the shot.
Chuck is used to this. He goes crazy.
He goes crazy with Henny?
I like to get the question wrong.
You were not crazy with Henny.
Not Henny, but he goes crazy. All right, Cody, moving right along.
Here it is. This is what we're waiting for right here.
Cody,
this
question is you about me.
Here it is.
What is AP's favorite food?
That's too easy.
Oh, that's way too easy.
Too easy. Too easy.
That's too easy, dog. It's the peanut butter crisp cereal.
AP, is that the correct answer?
I would say it's Waffle Crisp, but Waffle Crisp is discontinued, so... You're right.
He is right.
Sadly, Waffle Crisp is discontinued. All right, now, this is my question for Dave. What food does Dave hate?
That's very broad.
That is extremely broad.
Extremely broad. But if you say something I hate, I will give it to you.
Dave hates Neapolitan ice cream.
God, I hate that shit.
Really?
I hate that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Anytime,
why?
He thinks it's pointless.
Anytime,
three flavors.
Anytime Pops buys it, I'm like, why did you buy this when you could have just bought French vanilla ice cream? You could have bought chocolate.
That's simple.
And you could have bought strawberry.
But why buy three different
but
ones?
But you can save so much money by just buying Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, y'all sound broke. Exactly. So there's no point. There's no point in buying. I hate it.
I'm safe.
I'm going to just drink the strawberry one and call it a day.
But maybe you want to spice it up. Like Monday, I'll have strawberry and chocolate. Monday, strawberry vanilla.
And it's basic. And it's basic vanilla and chocolate too. Like it's trash.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, cool. I'm safe.
No, I agree with that. Like the vanilla and like the chocolate and the strawberry are like, since they put them all together, they got to make them cheap.
Chop.
You know.
Chop.
I was never a fan anyway. So
talk to the people.
Okay, so you're saying that the factories will open up, have a different.
Wait,
flavor.
So that means you don't like Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches?
Yes.
That's a game changer.
Hey, that is correct.
Okay.
I like regular ice cream sandwiches.
All right, moving on, guys. This question is for Dave, for Alex. All right, what is Alex's biggest pet peeve? Yeah, these questions get harder. 15 seconds, starting now.
Are you asking this because you said this on the network one time?
No,
probably. Okay.
Are these randomly generated questions?
That's a list.
No?
10 seconds.
Biggest pet peeve. People not wearing masks during COVID.
Why are you saying that?
Because today you went crazy.
5 seconds.
You went crazy.
Oh, my
you went
God.
Crazy.
Is that right or wrong?
No, it's not. What is it?
Pour it up.
To be honest,
he has a thing.
On top of my head, I can't
he don't even know
right,
his pet peeve.
You're safe.
All right, safe.
You're safe. If you
I
can't think
friend.
Of anything,
I know
you're
my
safe.
Friend. I know my best friend. Stop.
All right. Moving on here. Alex, this is for Chuck. What is not Chuck's... what is Chuck's favorite TV show?
Oh, he has to be a Rick and Morty guy.
His favorite, though.
His favorite.
Honestly, I'll give it to him just because I like that show, but I can't say it's my favorite. But I can't say
so
anything's
what's
your favorite.
So oh, okay. He gave him pass.
So he doesn't know.
I can't. I don't know.
He doesn't you don't have a favorite? Oh,
yeah. I wouldn't say anything. One. Any show's my favorite, to
give
be
one
honest.
Give one favorite.
One classic that's on the list, I'd say, is Codename Kids Next Door.
Okay. That's kind of close. Both cartoons were good. That's
yeah. All right, cool. Alex, that's three safe. Four safes in a row.
Yeah.
We're on a roll. All right, Chuck, this is for Cody. What is something that always cheers Cody up when he's sad?
Myself.
Final answer?
Yes.
Cody?
Chuck wants to take shots.
Cody?
Came for a good time, not a long time.
Just because you're my guy, I'll give it to you.
I had a specific answer.
What was it?
I was going to say Zeus.
Oh.
I was.
Oh.
I didn't mean to go there, but I was
going
to say
Zeus.
R.I.P.
Zeus.
R.I.P.
But what was your answer?
I don't know. I don't really know. Like, fishing, probably. Just going out to the bridge. Just thinking.
Okay. We're going to skip that because we're not dating.
Good call.
Cody, what is AP's biggest fear?
Easy.
I went there.
his biggest fear? Your biggest fear?
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing your pops.
It's wrong.
Oh, okay.
Spiders.
There it is.
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
There you go, brother.
I forgot about that.
There you go, brother. No.
That was a deep one, though.
My hands get sweaty, but I'm not scared of it. This one of my pops is a big one, though.
So, heights. Mm-hmm. My hands get sweaty.
But I'm not
cool,
scared of them.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Just anxious, nervous.
Yeah.
Are your knees weak?
No.
Arms heavy? No. Like mom's spaghetti?
So dumb. All right, this one's for me. This is, if Cody could travel anywhere, where would he go?
It's for Cody or for me?
This is me.
But I thought we were going around.
Oh, if Dave could travel anywhere, where would he go? Ooh-wee. I'ma say, shoot.
Yeah,
Dang, man. My time's running out, too. My time's running out.
10 seconds.
I'd say back to Ohio.
Final answer?
Wrong.
Dang.
Wrong.
What is it?
What's the answer?
If I could travel anywhere, it'd be where the boys is at.
Oh.
So I'm I'm in my dream place right
he
now.
He said where the homies is at. That's where I'm at. That's the dream place.
So I went wild because I was basing off of the Ohio to Florida video that I made a long time ago.
Hello.
Where you said you would go back to Ohio to play with all the games that your grandma had and whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, I got you. I know your heart was there.
Yep. All right, Dave, this one's for you for Alex. We're going to go around again. What are Alex's long-term goals?
Now.
You want me to pour it up now or?
You might as well.
No.
Yeah, go ahead, get it ready for me. Just you know.
Now y'all hear how everybody disrespecting me.
Nah.
I hear everybody disrespecting me.
Y'all have detox like that? Like by yourselves?
I don't have detox like that with anyone.
Oh, dang.
You gotta respect it.
I mean
it's all right. I'ma assume. Hey, but guess what? We can talk about tonight.
Whoa.
Come on.
Hey, yo.
I'ma say one is marrying Cynthia. That's one. Two, I'm going to say moving out the house y'all currently in. And three, I'm going to say
I'm going to just say
having your own gaming company. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Oh, wow.
Alex.
A lot to unpack here.
Tell the people.
Let's go.
Two out of three. No. That being said, is because I really don't have any conversations about anyone about my lifetime goals.
Pass.
Why is that?
That's fair enough.
I would say more or less because I don't even know myself.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you got to pass.
That's an honest answer.
You got to pass. Yeah.
I respect it.
All his close friends are here, so he can't really talk to us in person. That is a game changer, too.
We peeking right now.
I'm peeking.
Okay, that one kind of doesn't make sense, so we'll go to this one here.
Y'all broke the cane?
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy. All right, go ahead.
You broke it.
Continue.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Continue.
Next question. Alex, for Chuck, what is Chuck's favorite song or artist?
That is the easiest question in the world.
It is the most generic artist that you
There's
can think.
There's two answers.
Who is the poppinest artist right now? And name him.
You still blank?
Can we give hints? Ooh.
You went to one of his. You drove by one of his events.
Travis Scott.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Now, Aaron said there's two.
Logic.
If you want,
get off of this Logic shit, bro. Logic ain't your man's.
Logic is your man.
For the right now, record.
No. He fell off.
So you left him?
So when they're down, bro. You just leave him.
So when things get tough, you leave.
Yo, Chuck was rolling mad hard for Logic a couple years ago. That's crazy.
Literally, right, there's an episode that says Chuck ditched Logic. Like, that's how much like AP like is trying to put me against
the narrative
him.
Narrative is there. We're gonna push it.
Are y'all good?
Gorilla. Okay. Gorilla. All right. Next up, Chuck. This is for you about Cody. All right. What are Cody's talents?
Well, based off of my perspective of Cody, I'd say he's a guy that always has a smile on his face that make me laugh. And I'd say just being a genuine guy is a talent.
I'm going to go ahead and say those aren't talents. Those are characteristics.
They aren't, but Cody gave you a pass.
Gave you a pass because he doesn't even know, so you're lucky.
I think we're being a little too generous.
I think so, too.
What do y'all think?
Your talents?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't got none.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you're trying to say my boy's talentless, huh?
It's
crazy.
Cody a hooper.
Cody is.
He definitely is a hooper.
Yes. He is a hooper.
100%. Cody is a super athlete.
If he wanted to, he can be a bodybuilder.
So, yeah.
Cody is a whiz on the computer, first of all.
Cody is a prototype. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
He's a hybrid.
Cody can play any sport that he wanted and be good at it.
Ugh.
So
you're too kind.
He's one of those type of people. Those people don't come around. Like with me, I'd probably only be good at football. Like other sports, I would not be good at. But Cody, you put him in football, basketball, golf, whatever. Soccer, he probably excel at. So Cody is an athlete.
Yeah, y'all.
And whenever, if you can get Cody to open up to you, he can definitely talk to you. Doesn't sound like a skill, but it is nowadays.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Cody said yes. So.
No, because he didn't do it last time.
Warm
right?
up.
Yeah, he had a pass last time.
Yeah.
Warm up.
I was good at it though. What the fuck?
This is a fifth, right?
He can take a half.
It's a fifth?
I don't know yes. what the hell. It is.
No, three quarters.
Yeah, he can take a half.
I ain't trying to drink all your Hennessy.
Yeah, he can take half.
Okay.
You can do half shots. We don't want to get people sloshed. I mean, I'm probably not driving home. I might sleep somewhere. So. Yeah. All right. So next question is for me about DJ David. From Cody about me.
Yeah.
All right. So what is my favorite smell?
Your favorite smell.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think I know it.
It ain't black ice.
His favorite smell.
Black ice is pretty good. It's not my favorite.
Let me see here.
15 seconds.
I don't know if you'll get it.
His favorite smell is the sweet sizzling smell of shark being fried.
Shark.
Oh, shark.
Yeah.
You are close.
Mm.
You are close.
Darn it.
Really close.
Wait,
it's
so that's what y'all doing in Florida?
No,
New York.
That's New York.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Change your life.
That's the next trip for you.
Yeah, that's good.
You got to come to New York.
That
to
and
my
bread.
Dad's house.
That and bread.
The bread. Sharks. That's the answer. The bread.
What?
You were so close. Hey, go ahead and pull yourself up, dog.
You guys like shark before?
Bro,
yeah.
Put a song. It's fantastic.
My dad makes fried shark. It's fire.
It's fantastic.
Very fire. Shout out, Andre.
I don't know. He goes to Brooklyn and gets it, but I don't know where exactly.
Well,
I don't go with him.
His dad is like.
While you're here, Alex, we should put you on the Florida's delicacy, Gator Tail.
No, thank you.
I have not had that.
No, me neither.
It is fire.
Really?
Yes, it is fire.
All right, this next question is for. Is that really seafood, though?
Would it be? I wouldn't say.
River food?
Swamp food?
Swamp food? Chomp chomp.
Reptilian?
This next question is for me about
it's
Dave.
It's Florida food, actually.
What are Dave's parents' names? Well, his dad is David Eugene Bryant Sr.
Oh, way to give him an answer.
I do not remember your mom's
name. I remember his mom's name.
I do not remember your mom's name.
Two
no
more
disrespect,
seconds.
So,
no, no, no.
But it's I don't
cool.
remember
no,
your mom's
no, no.
name.
Not at all.
I remember it.
I give you 10 more seconds. Just think about it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
All I want is the first name, too.
Well, yeah, we know your last name.
Actually, I mean,
no,
I could, actually,
yeah.
It's she, right there.
Maybe
she did it. Yep.
I know it. I can't think of it.
Call yeah, Cody. Go ahead,
I can't think
up.
Of it.
So his parents' name is David E. Bryant Sr., and then his mom's name is Valerie.
That's what it is.
And it's on the R.
Yeah.
That's what I
and
thought it was.
Yeah.
And it was either Natalie or Valerie, and I was like.
Natalie or Valerie.
Right yeah, you think,
hey,
you, think
you had the same dad's name,
yeah.
But.
Yeah. All respect.
All respect.
All right, we're going to keep it trucking along. Dave, there's a question about Alex.
I'm on the row, Alex.
All right.
Apparently.
What are Alex's favorite pastimes? What does he do to, you know, make time pass? Favorite things, not just what does he do.
No, no, no. Hangs out with Cynthia. Be on the network with us. And
something about shoes.
Is your name David?
Sorry, I'm come
he
on.
He buys them. But that's not like his pastime. He works in a champ store. But I would say collect.
I know he on sneak. I know he on sneak. The sneakers app though. You good, host? Yo, this man choking.
Hey,
doctor, when you need him.
He's right here. I would say
I choked on my water.
I would say collect and resell shoes if you still do that. If I'm two out of three. God.
You got it right there.
You killing me, Smalls.
No, no, be real. The network's cool. Yes, I like.
What's your other pat? Then tell me.
Yes or no? Did he get it right?
But I think he. Yes.
Oh.
Say yes.
Are you trying to do?
I don't resell that much anymore. I never really did. It was kind of like.
It was a phase.
Yeah, it was just like I bought a couple things and sold it. Never really got in. Bought multiple pairs. Mm. You gotta have a lot of capital for that. Mm.
So what do you do? What's the answer then? What's the answer?
I do like spending time on the network. Mm. As long as with all the boys are there. And another good thing would be is if I have a dog or a pet, I'd probably like to dedicate more time than I would think that I don't know how to say it, but it's hard to explain. A pet. I think I could take a dog.
All right, the next question is way too specific for y'all two, so I'll move on and save it for one of us. Is Chuck a dog or cat person?
Dog.
I mean, he's got it.
All right, there it is. Moving on, right along. Cody, what is one of AP?
No, it's me.
Oh,
bro.
Chuck. Okay, my bad. Hey,
too many rounds. You forget it.
Yep. Pause. Does Cody have any allergies?
No. That is false. I'm allergic to ibuprofen.
Oh, you're allergic to medicine too?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to Benadryl and amoxicillin.
I am allergic to mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
This is great. All right, C-Web, this is for you, about me. What is one of AP's best childhood memories?
Let me clarify something. Childhood as from like 0 to what age?
We'll say anything before teenage years.
So before high school?
Yeah. So anything before I turned 13.
There it is.
Anything before you turned
12 13? In eighth grade, so.
My math is off.
So. Your favorite childhood memory?
Mm-hmm.
It has something to do with New York, though, so. Gotta be. I'm going to say go to the M&M store. the M&M's.
Or
shaking hands with Bruce Wayne.
No.
Hey,
I was also a teenager when that happened, so both of those are wrong.
Oh.
I never went to the M&M store when I was coming up.
Can I say, okay, I do want to throw this out. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I want to say something about your dad going to wrestling stuff, right?
Okay. My dad going to wrestling stuff?
Like you and your dad going to see a wrestling.
I never went with my dad. My dad went to a WrestleMania, but that was before I was around. Oh. But my dad is the person who introduced me to wrestling, so. That's
so
a good one.
So your answer is?
That's false.
And your answer, one of your answers.
Oh, my best childhood memory?
Just give us one.
And by the way, I feel like this is too deep, so.
Hey, I mean, there's a lot of stories that you might have heard or not heard, but.
That's all love,
my
brother.
Best childhood memory is waking up Christmas morning. I don't remember the year.
If y'all can see Cody's face right now,
it's
like this.
It is. And, you know, walking out and there was hella presents under the tree and that's it. I mean, in New York and, you know, he got a scooters and I always knew, let me go off on a side tangent. I always knew Santa wasn't real. I don't know about you guys. I didn't come up learning like Santa was the person who got us gifts. I always knew it was my parents. So.
You fucking serious, so? He's not real.
I'm 100%.
So you had a terrible childhood, huh?
Bro, this is news to me. What the hell is this?
Why I don't like logic.
Shut
no
up,
more.
Chuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is exactly why I don't like logic no
you
more.
You think that I work, this is what I'm going to tell my kids. You think that I work all these days for some fat white man to come down the chimney that we don't have and drop off gifts?
I grew up in an apartment, so I didn't have a
exactly.
A
I didn't have a chimney either.
Who has a chimney?
And they put cookies in near the door. I said, listen, I know Dad's going to eat those.
They talking about, oh, yeah, we let Santa in the house.
Come on, though.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
You let a stranger in the house.
Yeah, all right.
A strange man in a red suit. He's got all these homes in one night. Get out of my face.
Come on.
All right. Now, next up is, for me, about Dave. If Dave could bring a famous person back to life, who would it be? That is the easiest question of my life. It is Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rest in peace.
Dang, absolutely. How come AP get these layups?
Just got the phone.
AP be getting the layups.
I'm just going down the list. Shots over here.
All right, next up, Dave. Okay, if Alex could be any animal, what would he be?
Oh, this is a layup.
I needed that, coach. A lion.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Correct.
Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
There it is.
If I get some bougie question. I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, here we go. No, I had to go to a different website. So we're going to go around till we get to us two again. Or y'all two again, because that's how you started. So this is the last round.
Let's get some shots, huh?
Does Chuck like to cook?
No.
Charles P.?
Incorrect.
Ooh.
I do like to chef it up, though.
What'd you be chefing up, though? Because I don't really see. I see.
I'd be on the grill. I'd be cooking up in the kitchen, though. I got my mama's chicken recipe that I do be making all the time. I do make some banging smashed potatoes. Like,
what's the difference?
I'll take like tiny gold potatoes, like the mm-hmm. little like niblets. Boil them so they're soft, and then throw like seasoning on them, like garlic powder. You guys are children. garlic powder, onion powder, red pepper flakes, and then I'll just, after I'm done seasoning and stuff, I'll take a cup and just kind of smush them a little bit, and then throw like cheese or whatever on it after I put them in the oven.
I dig it.
They're bomb.
The table is a chef.
No.
Pretty much.
Is everyone a chef?
I like to cook.
I mean,
we all like to cook. They've been doing this thing too.
I'm stir fry proppy out here. You know
I got into the game because you know the boys are cooking. So
I be stir fry poppy.
It's
out
in
here.
My blood. I don't have a choice.
Hey Dave, you got those wings ready for tomorrow?
I don't have a
choice. Making wings?
Dave's making no food tomorrow. Chuck, nobody knows nothing about tomorrow. So.
I just know we're supposed to be there at 4:00.
4:00, and I'm gonna show up probably late.
Per usual.
So no, that's him.
I'm the leader.
So, hey, you said it. All right, moving on. Chuck,
God.
This is for you about Cody. Does Cody prefer spicy food over sweet or sweet over spicy?
That's a good question.
Ooh.
That's a great question.
I got the questions now.
That's a good question.
Come on now. They don't call me the host for nothing.
I'm going to say.
This is a 50-50 toss-up.
I'm going to say sweet over spicy, and I was thinking spicy over sweet,
okay. But
Cody do love be coming in with the ice cream sundaes before we even record.
That is true.
So I'm going to go spicy, final answer. Wait, I mean sweet. I meant sweet. My bad. I got tongue-tied.
What are you talking?
Sweet, final answer. My bad. I said the wrong thing.
Yeah, no
sweet.
Cody.
Very compelling points. Very good points. I do pull up to the pod eating Sundays. But
every week.
Not today.
Yeah. But I do like spicy over sweet. But you don't have to take a shot if you don't want to. But because it's a nice even exchange. Because I do pull up.
I didn't know we was pussy on this.
Talk to him, AP. Talk to him.
Well, hey, man, take that shot.
talk.
No, unless you're driving.
No, it's like two. It's 50-50. Like I eat sweet stuff a lot, and I eat spicy stuff a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah,
I'll take it. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
This podcast is not safe for kids.
Hey, yo.
All right, next up.
C-Web.
This is for me. Okay. My question is, what was AP's favorite subject in school?
Mathematics.
Boy, you be taking a shot. You got a 1 out of 7 shot because there are 7 periods. So.
Favorite subject. Well, it wasn't math.
Hell no.
Wasn't physics.
sucked at it.
Wasn't English. What else is there? There's science. Math, science, yes, physics.
History?
Yeah, you like history?
That's your final answer?
I'm asking.
I can't, if I tell you then, I mean.
Yeah. Here's the caveat. If we're counting good athletics.
Words with friend words.
Oh, yeah, he definitely likes that football class at the end of the day. That's your favorite subject. Or one of those, or video production.
TV there production. It is. Yeah, yeah. Funny. TV production.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
I was about to say, I don't think football class is a real core subject in school.
It's a subject. I had it first period, so.
It's video production.
Take that, Charles P.
All we did was homework. We were supposed to work out. We didn't do that, so.
Freaking Tabasco.
All right, this is my question about Dave. All right. Does Dave collect anything as a hobby?
Come on.
Oh, this is another layup.
Come on. Man, this man
AP had five layups in a row.
Five in a row.
Hey, but we ain't counting, apparently.
He had five layups in a row. The Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Wrong. Take a shot.
It's too easy. We're going to move
AP's
right along.
AP's glass been empty
bro,
the whole time.
Bro, can you
I
do another one?
One
can
shot.
You,
another one?
Yeah, do another one.
I'll do the one right after that. Where is it?
Let me see.
Hold on. Is Dave into any TV shows? The only one he's been into that I know of, really, is The Office. And Power.
I can't fault him for saying the ones he doesn't know. The only other one I would say was How to Get Away with Murder. But
I knew that. You're missing the most
That's
important one
I'll
of all.
Take a shot. That's fair enough. I mean,
it's up to you. You name
it. It's up to you.
You're literally missing the most important one of all. Naruto.
Who isn't, though?
Mm. All right. I thought that was the last run.
Yeah. Oh, me and you. All right,
yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Now you with everybody else now.
Short, like four shots.
Chuck took the most. He took the least.
All right. Least. Here we go. I'm going to find a nice, difficult one to end it off.
I don't think I can answer for myself, too, please.
All right. Let me find one. Hold on. All right, here we go. Where'd it go? I just had it.
This is just a random thought that popped into my head.
Go
What's
ahead.
Up?
I'm lucky. I don't know how I feel about hearing my own voice.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's very
weird.
Weird
when you first hear it, but
you get used to it. All right, that's all I have.
Yep.
I think the only one that was comfortable on here was Colin.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing my voice. Period, but all right. Question is, would Alex rather visit European countries first or Asian countries?
Asian.
Wrong.
Dang.
He said wrong
said
again.
Such confidence.
You did too. Such confidence.
Take that shot, G.
Take a shot.
For sure, European countries more my greatest, like my all end all be all, like shoot me, strike me down with lightning kind of visit would be Rome. I want to see the Colosseum.
All right.
I love it.
Okay.
So and for honor, what side are you on?
The Knights, fool.
No, you not.
Yes, I am.
Who
on? I'm on the Knights for sure.
Who on the
it
Samurai?
Was Samurai.
Oh, that was me.
Web, Vikings. Knights.
Yeah. Love the Vikings now. Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Remember the Titans.
Take the shot.
I got it. And of course, Greek mythology. But like, come on.
That's in Europe.
Mm.
You know what? That's my fault. I was going to say Greek. I know me and him are Greek guy people.
That's in Europe.
Greece?
Take a shot.
That's in Europe, my G.
I want to know what's what are y'all's
Poseidon?
No.
No, you like Hermes.
Let's talk about this real quick.
You a Hermes kind of
no,
guy.
I want to
who's on
no,
the,
no,
the
listen.
With the feet?
Yeah, that's Hermes. That's you.
Him.
No, that's kind of listen. I want to know Alex said where he would like his dream. That's his dream trip. It's Rome. What are y'all's dream trips?
Tulum. Just kidding. Not Tulum. Probably like Russia. I've always wanted to go to Russia and wear like the hats.
Like
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, Moscow.
Yeah, Moscow.
Chuck, what about you, bro?
Thinking about that one right now.
that boy off of Park 30. Look at this.
Dave? Me? My dream trip? Vancouver, Canada.
I heard my dad told me British Columbia, Canada is beautiful.
I have family all over there, so Vancouver, Canada, or the UK.
Mine would have to be Egypt.
So you can get summon the dark magician.
Dark magician.
And I paid out pot of green. Two additional cards.
Come on.
Do you want to summon Blue Eyes White Dragon?
Yeah,
on
saying.
The pyramid.
Yeah, I'm on the pyramid, baby.
On the pyramid.
You get
Kaiba.
I put that Karibo in defense position.
All right, Chuck. That's it. Settle down, Chuck.
I was going to say, Dave was trying to look for those Egyptian god cards.
Oh, yeah. Chuck, but, what's your favorite spot?
Mine would be Dubai. I think I'd say Dubai.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you know. I might see Dave on the way there.
Hey, I know a guy that's been there.
Hey, I know. Cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
saying? All right. All right, we're gonna take a quick second to thank, you know, pay the bill somewhat. Thank the sponsor of the show.
1 hour in.
1 hour in. We're going to take a break. You know, I thought of it just now. No, it'll be fine. We're going to go ahead and take the time to thank Loyal Fitness. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to the gym, you're clanging and banging, moving iron, as we all are, right?
Big weight.
All of
big
us.
Weight.
Big weight. Nothing putting up PRs. You want to look good. You want to feel good. So you want to get some gear? Go to loyalfitness.com, use the code FLACCO10 to get 10%. How much is that?
10. That's 10%. So
you got
like
your own promo code,
if it was $100,
you'd be paying
it'd be $10 off.
Come on. FLACCO10 to get 10% off your order.
That's can you spell it out?
People don't know that is FLACCO10. Get 10% off your order. That's loyalfitness.com. We're going to get back into it.
And you get that discount every day and night.
Uh-huh.
All right, what do you want to talk about next? I'll edit this out.
What was next? Here, you want me to pause?
Yeah. Into it. Let me know. Boom. We're hot. We're back at it. We're going to get into some stuff that's going on in the world right now. First of all, COVID is approaching its one-year anniversary. He's 1 year old.
It was yesterday.
He's 1 year old.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
Happy birthday, COVID.
Yeah, yesterday.
Get out of here.
Fuck you COVID. Dirty bitch.
Fuck. Get out of here.
Fuck COVID.
Get out of here. You've been here too long. How has COVID affected y'all? You know, a little reflection here. COVID the last year, how has it really changed y'all's lives?
Man, we probably would have still been at the same job we was at.
Yeah, me and Cody and Chuck were at the Space Center as photographers and sales people selling pictures. And we got laid off from
that
job.
That's kind of like a blessing, honestly.
I love that job. I absolutely love that job.
It was straight.
At, you know, getting laid off, it sucked. I saw pictures today of one of our coworkers at the Space Center. It was like, it hit home. I was like, damn, man. I wish I never left that job. So it was cool to see, like, you know, I got to meet astronauts, like, every day. People who have been in space. Like, y'all did that. And I got to meet them, like, all the time and take pictures of them and stuff and shake their hands and whatnot. And they'd be like, hey, how's your day? So it was cool. So for me, you know, like Cody said, we'd probably be at our same job, which is kind of sucky, but.
Yeah. But, yes, yeah, it's crazy. I wouldn't be at the job that I'm at if it wasn't for COVID. It's been wild. Like, Alex had it. Me and Alex tested positive for it. I don't know about everybody else.
I had no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's fake. I'm telling myself that I had it because I lost my smell. I had a bunch of symptoms, but I tested negative 6 times. So.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how much a year can just change your whole entire life. It's like your trajectory. Like, I'm in like a better spot than I was last year, honestly. I started working out. It's because I was bored, and then like now, I'm up 20 pounds. So it's
putting that muscle on.
I wouldn't be. I mean, it's like a blessing in disguise, honestly. I mean,
yeah.
RIP to those we lost, but fortunately, I've been on the good side of it.
Good. What about you guys? I know y'all are here. We got a draft coming up, and they're doing their research.
Yeah.
So, how has COVID, reflect on COVID the past year?
to be honest, for me, the only thing I really lost was a little bit of work at Champs for a little bit, for a brief period. We shut down for a couple months, opened back up for a couple weeks just to shut back down again. Better now, I had a job already, so I was kind of steady. So I didn't really get affected in any other way besides putting on a damn mask. That's about it. Everything shut down in LA for a cool minute. Still is.
Opening back up. Long-term effects. Yeah, that's crazy. What about you, Dave?
Oh, real quick, Alex, you want to compare, like, you've only been here for like a day, but
different.
Yeah, you know, just compare what's going on.
A whole bunch of stairs too, because I was being safe.
You said stairs.
I thought he meant stairs, like.
Oh, stairs. No, no, oh, like gotcha.
Stairs.
Oh,
stairs. Stairs. I was like, what?
You wanna compare like the atmosphere in LA to here?
I definitely feel like it feels like in a way Florida's kind of behind. It kind of seems like not like that. No, I don't know how to say.
No, go ahead. No, I mean, you're very true. Interesting.
What I'm trying to say is like, I feel like where you guys are at right now is what the phase that California already passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's still trying to get used to mask here, and everyone's behind on masks. Like, oh, like, fuck that shit. Whatever. And in LA, like, over time, like, we kind of went through that phase already, and we still have people disagreeing. We good?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just.
I thought I said something wrong. There.
Nah, things are getting kind of wavy for me, so.
Okay.
That hand-on kicking in.
Yeah, I've had a handful of shots in a corona. I want to say
that's probably
so.
Like the major differences that I'm seeing. It kind of seems like you guys are kind of – like Florida's kind of lagging on everything.
Yeah. I'd say so, too. Very. Yeah.
Because it's to the point where California's doing a little bit more than better. Mm. Whoa, tongue-tied there.
Hey, like, it happens. Sound it out. It happens a lot on the show.
So you're confirming that the West Coast is the best coast?
Always.
Okay. Just had to make
sure. I will not say that because New York.
Okay, Biggie.
Hey. Come to New York and then we'll see.
All states matter. Stop.
All right.
Get out
so
of
you're
here.
Saying North Dakota is Stop equal it. To Florida.
Stop it.
Dave, you got anything to, say, to My, add on that real quick before we move on?
I've hated COVID because
it sucks, man.
It stopped me from seeing the people I care about most, because you know when COVID hit you in the military, you can't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
You cannot go, and it's a pain. It's a pain in the butt.
You
want to
compare?
Travel.
You live in Hawaii right now.
I live in Hawaii. Right
you
want
to compare
Hawaii?
What it's like in Florida?
Oh God, Florida's its own country. We all know that. Florida's its own country.
Hey, we went into the dollar store and they was like, "Oh man, I forgot my mask." So I said, "Hey yo, chill.
Ain't no need.
They don't care.
No need.
They don't care.
Yeah, Hawaii. They still." They
don't kick your ass out. That's how
they
are now.
Yeah, they in it out. So you gotta wear that mask everywhere. Same way,
I'm
you
sure
know.
I have to go up to people at Chance and be like, "You have your mask on, sir."
Yep.
Yep. Fucking mumbling and grumbling.
You in here in that big 3-2-1?
Man,
you don't even need it.
All you gotta say is my rights. I know my rights, yeah. And then
but,
keep going.
You know me though. I like it though because I hate wearing the mask.
See,
so
like back then, like when people say that shit, like, "All right, well, I have my right to be healthy," you know, type of shit. Like, I don't want your babas and fucking hot bread breathing all over my counter.
Yeah,
I'm just ready for, I'm ready for the big uplift band so we can just not say everything's not gonna go back to normal, but I just want to see everybody with freaking mask on
so
anymore.
So in that case, when everything gets a big uplift, you think you're gonna still be wearing masks?
Nope. No, I mean,
me personally, I think I probably still am. I don't know why. And maybe
it's just like ingrained into you now.
Ingrained.
Like, you see a whole bunch of people. Like we went to the bar last night, and I was like. I just felt mad and uncomfortable because like, nobody was wearing a mask. But, like, that's how much they've been stressing. Like, even though I've already had it, I've already gotten over it. But
still, it's like,
yeah.
The system has already implemented that in y'all's brains.
Oh, here goes.
I'm just saying. Hey, I'm just saying. All I'm going to say is, though, what Cody is saying is true, though. Like, it's been so drilled into our brain.
The
mask. I saw a recent movie. I said, "Where they mask at?"
That's crazy. Like it's only been a year, and like it's like that's the new normal. That's all you think about now. It's
like
crazy.
I'm more like at work, I'm more comfortable wearing a mask than I am without it. Like it's just like it feels like
weird.
Like it's what I'm supposed to do. So but that's crazy. Yeah.
If not, you're about to get tackled. Yeah. Sure, you're under arrest.
Hey, stop playing with that though. It's picking up that.
But with COVID came what we call the stimmies. Stimulus checks, the COVID relief packages, the government calls it.
Bullshit.
$1.9 trillion?
Bro, that's an unthinkable word.
Number might be wrong, but everyone's getting $1,400 stimulus checks.
Where are they getting the money from?
a few days ago. Good question.
Adding to our debt. Anyways. And like trillions of dollars in debt.
Anyways. So everyone's getting $1,400 stimulus checks. You get an extra X amount of dollars. Don't know what it is for every kid you have and blah, blah, blah. When so
decreases the more money.
What do we think, guys? We're getting stimmies? You already get stimulated?
You know, let me check right now. Do you know what's crazy?
I checked. My girlfriend got hers today.
Really?
What?
Direct, yep. Real. Direct deposit?
Yeah. Yep.
Mine gets mailed to me.
My girlfriend. What? Whoa.
That's a military thing.
Talk about this. You in the 2000s?
Oh, I'm checking right now.
A little foreshadowing.
Yep, I'm still broke.
You didn't catch that.
You know what's crazy about the stimulus checks? You know how we're mm-hmm. geeked? We only have, what, two stimulus checks?
Three.
We have three, right?
Yep.
Did y'all know? Where's Britain at? UK? Same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know they've been getting the stimulus check every month?
Same with Canada.
A lot of
countries have been doing
that. We're the only one that has not got nothing.
Yep. Bro, my thing why is like, that? Where is this money coming from, dog?
That's a great question. Like, and it's not like, taxed
bro,
either.
Bro, that's almost $2 trillion, dog.
Trillion.
That is the craziest number to ever think about.
How much? We're not talking like 100 billion. Jeff Bezos, right?
Huh?
How much is Jeff Bezos worth?
Two something billion. Bro.
That's like
$1 trillion is $999 billion, dog.
I've never seen that much money.
No one has.
Never seen that.
You know what's crazy? That's such a big number. We can't see that on GTA.
No. That's a crazy number to think about.
All we get is 999999.
That is the craziest number to ever think about. And to think that there's almost $2 trillion of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where'd y'all... I don't understand it.
They print that thing.
I don't understand it.
Inflation.
Yep. All right, so what are you guys...
Bitcoin.
What are you guys planning on doing with your stimulus checks when you get them? Hopefully this weekend.
You know what I mean? LLCs, you know what I mean? Buy some land, you know what I mean?
I saw that tweet.
Yeah, dude, I saw that tweet.
Forex.
No, I mean, if you want to invest, go ahead and invest.
Forex,
I mean, that's
bro.
Smart.
Forex.
Buy land.
Like me personally, I'm going to...
Bless you, Chuck. Good man.
Me personally, I'm going to spend a little bit, get some new gym gear for myself, and then the rest is going towards my house.
Your house?
Yeah, I'm saving for a house, so the rest of it's going to go towards my house.
You found one yet?
Not yet.
Huh?
Cody?
Let's see. I will. I'm going to just stack it up, honestly.
Yeah, that's good.
I got everything. Good. Everything's about to be paid off, so. I might splurge, you know. I might get some.
I'm be honest. Aaron was honest.
Yeah,
treat yourself.
I might get a little bracelet or something like that, or you know, you know, 18 karat, you know, all that other stuff, you know. Since
might as well make it 24 while you're there.
Okay.
That's gonna be more than 14.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'll be used to getting stuff from Dubai. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the rest of y'all? Chuck, Cody, Alex, Dave.
Well, me personally,
we went through everybody. Damn it!
I know half that stimmy going in the bank.
Yep, 700.
I'm gonna probably cop
for
me a new
turn.
I'm gonna cop me a new fit.
Hold on. Chuck is off of perk 30, dude.
Jeez.
Yo, Chuck's face is so red, bro.
You good?
You can see Chuck's face is like this.
Anyway,
there's no video on this podcast, so not this week.
Half is going in the bank, copping a new fit. I don't know why y'all so childish.
What fit?
Whatever's there. AP spitting water on the ground.
Hey, I see. Hey, no. Hey, last time we potted, Chuck had a nice little Puma fit.
Chuck had a clean fit.
Did
on.
You
had
a clean
Hold
fit.
On. Did you put them on? Cause you the sponsor of Puma. You know. Puma.
Speaking of that, we got a little picture coming soon, so don't worry.
He said it was a gift.
Not today, right? Chrysler gift.
It was a gift from Chrysler.
Christmas.
Chrysler. Oh God.
You know Chuck's pigmentation be saying that stuff.
It's a Ford gift.
Anyway, I had that drip on, but it'll be a new.
Oh, just said he had the drip on.
Drip or drown. Ooh.
If you ain't swimming, you're sinking.
Come on. All
right, where's the other half going?
And then the rest of it's going in the stonks.
Man, why don't you just say the word, just man?
Stonks. All right.
Thank you.
Which one? You getting the dog? Dog coin?
Yeah, that shit's
dead. Dogecoin to the moon.
If you already put in 20 bucks, leave it at that.
Mm.
That's what happened. See, look, you don't want that mindset.
It didn't happen.
Crypto.
Hey,
crypto, baby.
I'm leaving the money in there.
Crypto, baby.
Saying.
Crypto, baby.
All right, cool. Dave, what are you doing with yours?
I'm putting that towards my car. Because if y'all don't know.
You're certified pre-owned Honda?
No. If y'all don't know.
What?
What?
See, they don't know what I'm talking about right now. They don't know what I'm talking about.
Get a certified pre-owned Honda.
Let me find out you getting a Mero.
Nope.
Oh,
okay. Nope. Nope. But it's so it is going to be the, you know, the basic, you know what I'm saying, military man car. But
oh, man. It's a.
I told myself I wouldn't do it, but
it's a Challenger.
But what's my but if what it's happened a
challenger,
to me?
I'll be happy.
My cars that happened, you know what happened with me. I have to do it, so that's all I'm gonna say.
I'll be happy if it's a Challenger or a Charger.
It's a Challenger.
I'll be happy.
Oh no,
do it.
Oh okay.
All right. What year? Alex, what about you, bro?
You ready for that?
I'm gonna put.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm probably gonna
quit this side talking, man.
Damn.
We got a podcast.
I'm probably going to do the same thing as Chuck does. Half is going to go in my bank. But honestly, that's probably just going to go through my car payments. Another half, I'm probably going to split that. So I think like one-thirds kind of deal. One-thirds for me, one-thirds for the bank, one-thirds for bills.
What a responsible young adult there.
Look at Alex.
So inspirational.
Inspirational.
Good man.
You're an inspiration. Hey,
and back to Dave with the weather.
Partly cloudy on Saturday. Come to my party.
With the low chance of 69 degrees.
There it is. Back to AP.
All right, we're going to take a quick break while Chuck is in the washroom, and then we're going to come back and do a nice 2000s nostalgia draft. Stick around.
Hey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and right now we're going to be drafting. Since all five of us here for the first time ever, we're going to be drafting a 2000s nostalgia draft. That is from the year 2000 to the year 2009. We're going to be drafting one movie, one TV show, one video game, and one song from one of those years. Then we'll put that up on our social medias. Melted Chocolate Pod on Instagram. Melted Cocoa Pod on Twitter. It's AP Flacco on Instagram. O_Jody. Charles.Labosco, right? Alex Martinez 2241. Alex dot Martinez.
Alakai the Lion.
Alakai the Lion. Alakai underscore the Lion. Well,
no, underscore is at the end.
It'll
worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be in there. And She Loves Champagne on Instagrams. So we're gonna put those polls on our socials. You guys are gonna vote, and then we're gonna find out a winner. What does the winner get? Absolutely nothing.
Body armor. Put it on.
The winner gets 5 body armors. Done deal?
Yeah.
Sure. You know what? Fuck it. Let's make it 5 cases, boy.
Whoa.
Whoa. No.
Okay, hen dog.
All right. 5 body armors for the winner.
That's Giovanni.
All right. So our special guest, one of them, Alex, is going to start off the draft. He's going to pick. The draft is a snake draft. That is being Alex has the first pick, but Chuck has the last pick of the first round, first pick of the second round, and then it goes in reverse order. Each person will have 4 picks to pick each one of the categories. And at the end, we will announce everybody's picks so that you guys can know better.
Question. And I thought of a interesting thing to put in this thing. There is a video game section. I decided to put that for any video games, we're going to put the series and not the actual game. So if you say a series, that whole, all them series is gone.
If you say a video game and it is in a series, you have the whole series.
I know what game Dave's picking.
All right. Alex is first. We're going around the table. Alex, you are up. Go
strategic
ahead.
Move. Strategic move.
Pick.
My show.
You're going to the TV show first.
TV show first. It's going to be Avatar, The Last Airbender. I told
you. Okay, let me. Hold on.
Cody Ty over there. No, I know what game Dave's picking. It's making me upset.
I know everybody's weaknesses.
There's a reason why he said that, and I know the exact reason, too, because.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Drink your drink. Yeah.
All right. Alex has Avatar, The Last Airbender. It's not a team activity.
No, nothing.
Dave, your pick. Which category are you getting?
My video game. I'm such a good friend, peoples. I won't do that to him. My video game is Tekken.
Oh, but my head hurts.
Your video game is Tekken.
All Tekken games.
Okay.
I had something else in mind.
I know.
You know, but I'm picking all Tekken games.
I know.
Oh, I'm also hyped for this draft, boy.
Okay, okay. My turn. Holy. This is not easy.
15 seconds.
This is not easy.
15 seconds, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Are y'all trying to go to the strip club tonight or no? Okay, okay. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah. All right.
I'm tilting.
Oh, okay. I'm 5 seconds, tilting. Big dog.
What are you going to do? Skip my pick? Yeah, can't do that.
You're going to lose one.
That's not how it works. We have to have four.
Yeah, four choices, though.
You can't be all my pick for my song, get it out of the way, is going to be Gold Digger by Kanye West.
All right.
Bro, that's like late 2000s, too. Man, good pickup.
It's like 2008,
9.
So yeah, good call.
C-Web.
What's the drab music?
My movie will be Four Brothers.
Good pick.
Yep.
Good movie.
Yep.
Chuck.
Chuck Galifianakis.
Let's keep it moving.
All right, with the first pick of the 2021.
I had the first pick.
It's the first pick of the second. No, first last pick of the first round.
There it is.
All right. Chuck the Kid selects The Office TV show.
TV show.
Miami University.
Overrated.
Dang it.
I was thinking because it ended like 2012. And shit,
so. They started 2005.
I got it. You got it.
Yeah, that is fair. Pick, he gets the next pick. You have another pick, Chuck.
Second round, first pick. Get it, baby.
All right.
You have a TV show.
And with the second pick.
It's the first pick of the second round.
First pick of the second round, whatever. Hold on, I got to pull this up real quick. Dave know exactly what I'm going to pick with this. It's going to be a song.
Oh, you know exactly what it's going to pick, huh? Dun, dun.
I like the shout out, though. I like this, you know? I like the shout out.
My pick is going to be... Let me hold you by Bow Wow.
Okay.
See what? Let's keep it rolling.
My song will be "Crank That Soulja Boy."
Oh,
my Soulja Boy.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it rolling.
All right. I have my movie. Hold on. Let me make sure that it came out in the right time.
2010. Next.
Dang, AP don't want to prepare, y'all.
Wow. Everybody thinks it's just not prepared.
My movie. It's between two movies. It's between two movies. Well. I'm taking Iron Man.
Oh boy.
That son of a bitch.
That's a reach.
Iron Man came out in 2008. It was the start of the MCU, basically. And I'm taking it.
I thought that was Spider-Man.
No, the MCU. We're talking
MCU
about
for sure was Iron Man.
Regular MCU.
R.I.P. Tony Stark.
So, yeah. Wait. Incredible Hulk came out after that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Dave, you're up. It was mean. I'll say what the other movie was when we're done. So.
Oof.
I really hoping no one thought that shit.
And he can't pick none of the Iron Man.
He looked at me straight in my eyes. Iron Man.
Yeah, he did.
He knew that was gonna hurt you.
You know what you should pick if you're gonna get back at him for video games.
Nope. Right, nope. No. Don't.
Don't
so,
say anything. Dave
for,
is your pick.
For my movie.
For my movie, it's like he said, between two. But I'm gonna have to go with. I'm gonna have to go with The Incredibles for my movie.
The Incredibles.
Okay. Finish it out, big dog.
Alex, you have two picks.
Finish it out.
You have Avatar: The Last Airbender, so you have a TV show gone. You have a movie, a video game, and a song left.
Okay, so knock out both of them.
Song. You know what? We'll go back to the video game. Battlefront series.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Okay.
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 That's a video game.
AP is relieved.
AP is relieved. Can you tell me what it is now?
Ratchet and Clank.
It did.
You would have killed them.
Kick them while I was down.
The song. And you have a second pick.
Because the movie clearly was just, I was not thinking no one was going to pick that shit for sure.
I wasn't expecting him to pick it either.
I didn't see it. I didn't think
keep
he
had you on the your toes, baby.
But anyways, I think song is two for me, but I'm probably going to keep going on with Soulja Boy. Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Ooh,
Okay.
It's a great one.
Dave.
I'm going to go with song, and I'm going to go with Me and You by Casey.
Mm.
Do, 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 do.
Can't.
Okay.
AP.
All right. I'm going to go with the video game. You understand me? The video game. And I am going to take... You think it's Ratchet and Clank. You would think that, right?
Oh, what a dick.
Psych, I lied. It's a SmackDown versus Raw series.
Ah, I knew this.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My video game, I'll be... You know, this is what Dave was going to pick. But, you know, he... Hey, I appreciate you for taking it.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's a good time. No violence.
The Sly Cooper series.
No violence.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, round it out.
All right.
Finish it off.
To finish off my whole bracket, I'm going to be taking a video game for this round.
Okay.
And I don't need the series because I just need one game out of it.
Okay.
I need Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
He's taking the series.
Yeah.
You got the series.
Grand Theft Auto. All right. So you need a movie.
And then the movie to end it out will be Jumper. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Jumper.
Heard about it.
I don't think
it has the guy that plays is Anakin Skywalker from the prequels of Star Wars. Yes.
He's a farmer now.
Is he?
Yeah, he was a farmer. I looked it up.
All right.
Very good
back
movie, though.
To Cody, you are just missing a TV show.
TV show? Foster's Home with Imaginary Friends. Yes, sir. Just to round it out. You know what I mean? Hey, where y'all going? Where y'all going?
AP, gun your toes.
Pivot.
I am pivoting. Bad.
Pivot.
Oh my gosh. Pivot. Okay, now I gotta.
Okay. I gotta pivot too.
I had it in the tank. I was like, it's coming back to me, no doubt.
Thought Cody would say Johnny Test, but you know.
What?
Johnny Test.
I'm thinking about.
bling, boy.
Okay. That's fine. I have a plethora of things to choose from. That's cool.
Nice. Let's hear it.
That's cool. I have a TV show left.
Let's hear it.
I am going to take Kids Next Door.
That was going to be my pick, but I did it just out of spite. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
And then.
Strategic name. All right, Dave, you have a TV show left.
The Man.
I'm going to go with Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Trash.
Whoa!
What? Say it again.
Whoa!
Cody Webb, you said what about Teen Titans?
Basura.
That's trash in Spanish.
Holy cow.
Whoa, he really. Wow.
Whole.
Clearly, he's talking about Teen Titans Go.
That's a reach pick from Team Brian over there. They reach.
And he's talking mass right now. So everybody loves Teen Titans. One of the greatest cartoon networks of all time. But
trash.
Okay.
All right, Alex.
Trash.
Round us out. You have to select a movie.
Fifteen seconds.
Do, 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 do,
speak up into the mic when you pick two.
Do, 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 do.
The movie 300.
That's not a bad pick.
Eh.
It was a reach for me, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
Aaron really
you should.
should. It was wide open.
Which one's in the 2000s?
The first prequels.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, so here's what we got, right?
Sorry.
The draft is over. Alex has Avatar The Last Airbender.
Edit, Star Wars.
Nope. Alex has Avatar The Last Airbender, the Battlefront series Star Wars, right? Kiss Me Through the Phone, and the movie 300. Dave has Teen Titans. He has Tekken. He has Me and You by KC. Mm. And he has the movie The Incredibles, Pixar movie. Cody has Sly Cooper. He has Crank That Soldier Boy, Four Brothers, and trash. Foster's Home.
Trash.
All trash. Chuck has reach. The what a Office.
Reach. I'm going to translate. What a trash reach.
Chuck has The Office. He has Let Me Hold You by Bow Wow. He has GTA, the whole series, and the movie Jumper. And AP has Gold Digger by Kanye West, Iron Man, the SmackDown vs. Raw series, and Kids Next Door. Now, what are some picks that you guys had in mind that you didn't make?
Iron Man.
No, that weren't selected.
That weren't selected?
Yeah.
I think I got everything I wanted.
No I would have said Crash for the video game series.
It was tough for me. There was
Foster's, obviously.
Foster's was out there. Batman Begins for the movie.
Beyond.
So, Beyond was fine.
Yeah, I will give it to Alex. He did have the Battlefront series for the video game.
Battlefront series, yeah.
But I wasn't even thinking about that.
I would have said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was another banger. Ratchet and Clank was on my list.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one took Yu-Gi-Oh.
Or Pokemon.
I'm surprised no one took Pokemon came out before 2000. So Pokemon came out 96.
Okay. Oh,
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I should have said Yu-Gi-Oh. Duelist of the Rose.
That came out in 96. I saw it on the game.
No.
Yeah.
I saw it on the game.
You could have paid like 5 Ds.
That's
or something.
That's when the cards were made. There's no way.
No,
oh,
it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Naruto. Yeah.
Naruto.
Anime, left off the board. Yep. I thought of it as soon as I picked my show.
And I'll be straight up honest. I did not think of Star Wars at all until y'all brought it up.
2001, it just made it.
And okay. I even picked Battlefront.
Caveat, I could have just picked my whole team could have been just to spy everybody in this table, but I'm a nice guy.
You could have been.
How would you have spied it?
Cody did it.
That's a curious question.
My first pick would have been Sly Cooper.
Okay, Cody.
Foster's Home.
Me.
Yep. Iron Man. And then
how are you gonna get Chuck?
How am I gonna get Chuck? You can't get Chuck with the song.
The Office. Or no, that was GG Hill.
I can't get Chuck with the song, so I had to just do that's a three out of four? That's nice. 3 out of 4.
All right.
Nice.
Well, we're going to put that was a good draft.
It was a great
draft. You
wanna
go one more round?
Nah.
Pause.
Nah,
there's nothing really to pick.
No, we good. Just think about that.
Yeah.
But pause though.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to put those on the socials, and we'll have y'all vote on all that jazz. But right now, we're getting to the melting pot. Of course, we don't have the drop. Of course.
No.
So.
All good.
It's time. We're going to get in the melting pot. Since I had the Would You Rather, I am last on the melting pot. That's how it goes on the show. So, first, we're going to do Alex.
Oh.
Who are you throwing in the melting pot, my guy?
It has to be one person.
One person, a team, group people, something.
Well, I'm a special guest. I'm going to do two.
Okay.
Take an initiative out here.
Yeah, go ahead.
The very first time to have two people in the melting pot.
From one person, yeah.
So, I'm going to throw baby girl Shoddy, Cynthia.
Okay.
Love you.
Aww. Cynthia.
Aww.
Second person, I'm probably going to throw out my great-grandpa. He's very critical right now. Talked to him yesterday. It's all right. But
prayers.
Prayers to grandpa.
Prayers to great-grandpa.
Pull through, my guy.
All right. I think that's about it for me.
That's good. Dave?
Oh, man. So, I'm going to do his route. Put in more than one person.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm going to put in Celeste. Baby girl. Okay. She's throwing me a party tomorrow.
Oh, what a softie.
And I know it's going to be up.
It's going to be a movie.
It's going to be up.
It's going to be up.
Up and it's stuck.
Up and it's stuck.
This is the greatest link up of all time.
All time.
Oh, yes.
I want to say this is on par with Endgame.
And my second would be everybody at this table. These are all my guys.
And everybody
right
at
now.
This table is Alex Martinez, David Bryant, Aaron Pollard, Cody Webb, Charles Peter Labosco.
Tabasco.
And
we need wise words from Pops.
That's he'll come in. We'll get him in there. Yeah,
and they say Pops, that's my dad. So
C-Web.
Everybody in this house.
This is a little cliche, but I just want to thank these two across the table from me. Dave and
we love you.
Especially Twin for coming out on such short notice.
Very short notice.
All the way from
California.
California.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Los Angeles in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
Appreciate y'all for coming out. Like this is like the most fun. This is the most fun I think we've ever had on the podcast. So it's
yes. It's great, yes. Man. This is a very
appreciate y'all.
Separate from the podcast and all that, this is like one of the happiest times of my life.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Like
because
all of us
are here.
Has just been thoughts on the network, and we just been talking about it, and we finally did it.
Yep.
Finally and not
Chuckers, yes. Let's hear it.
Chuck, what you got, brother?
I'm just going to throw in my new boss, Mike Erdmann, for blessing me with an opportunity at his fine establishment.
Shout out Mike Erdmann. Is that junior or senior?
I'm not sure. I think I met junior today.
Okay.
And I think you see senior on the commercials, but just want to thank him for my new opportunity. So.
Shout out Mike Erdmann. And, you know, your boy AP is going to round it out. Now, see, I'm also taking on this podcast, so I'm going to shout out my old lady.
Oh, following the trends.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shout out Michaela January. While we were doing this podcast, she was in the gym clanging and banging.
Ooh.
Deadlifts. Romanians. Lunges. Hip thrusts.
All right.
Sets of three? Sets of four? Who knows?
Shit. Might as well be five.
Shout out to my girl, Michaela January. And shout out to everybody on this table as well. I'm going to shout out everybody at this table. I'm going to shout out Pops. Pops, you hear me?
We need wise words from Pops.
Pops!
Senior?
Senior? I know you hear me over there.
Hey, DJ!
Yeah, he can hear me. Shout out Pops as well for providing this home.
Crickets.
And providing a
roof over our heads.
A connection for the friendships as well.
Yeah.
So, if we can get Pops over here on the mic, he'll drop some wisdom on us. We're going to work on it right now. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all we got. It was a good episode.
The extravaganza.
Episode 48. Who knows the next time this is going to happen?
Who knows? Hey, appreciate y'all for coming out.
Hey, yep. All we know it could happen again within this year.
Yep, Pops is.
You think so?
It will.
Okay.
It
must
speak into existence.
All right, Pops is asleep.
Yeah.
So he's not going to join us right now. But anyways, you got the music ready?
Yeah, it's playing right now.
Oh, I can't hear it. I can't hear my headphones.
It's low, though.
All right, so you know what the deal is. As usual, follow us on the socials. Melted Chocolate Pod on Instagram. Melted Chocolate Pod on Instagram. Melted Cocoa Pod on Twitter. YouTube.com/Melted Chocolate Pod. We got a nice picture coming for you. Don't worry.
It'll be dope. I can't wait for tomorrow, y'all.
That's it. I mean, tune in next week. Hopefully, we'll have an episode. Hopefully, nothing crazy happens. You know, the world's ever changing. So, that's it for AP.
Big shout out! Like, I'm really happy y'all came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was so fun. This, like I said, this is probably the most fun we ever had on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's only been a day.
Yeah, y'all bringing the energy. Mm-hmm. I love it, man.
For Cody,
appreciate y'all for coming out.
For Chuck, for Dave, for Alex, I'm AP, and we're gonna say. Adios, amigos. Thanks for listening.
Y'all take it easy, man.
Que se vayan con Dios.
As always, wash your hands.
And for the love of God, please wear some damn mask all year.
Wear your mask, too.
Holy hell, yep. It is bad.
All right. See you next week.
Get that little D. Don't waste no time, girl, just do it for me. Girl, I pray that.